What's up, everybody? It's Trey here, and I want to let you know really quick about my brand new podcast, the Do Less, God Bless podcast. Now, Correct Opinions isn't going anywhere, but I'm hitting you with another podcast alongside, every Friday, my co-host, Jake. That's right. We're talking all things Do Less, God Bless. So come join, go subscribe at the link in the description of this episode, and I hope you enjoy it. Jake, for coming up.
Whoa,
that's a horrible start.
This is not going to work.
Jake.
Oh my gosh. We should not do this.
All right. 2 seconds in, we're already done. Jake, thanks for coming on by. I mean, you do almost every day anyways, but
yeah,
especially today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me over today. Yeah. I will say, yeah, I come over quite a few times a week, but today was interesting. I don't normally interact with your neighbors as much today.
I got a lovely elderly neighbor.
Yeah, base. I mean, neighbor Pat is a sweetheart. We know her, love her. But I interacted with a new one today, the fella across the street.
Sure.
I don't know what his name is.
Jim or Bill or
yeah,
one of those.
Vern, probably. They were both out in front of their driveways, and they were just, you know, so nice. Hey, it's so great to see you.
You guys doing your little skits today?
Yeah.
Wow. What are your real jobs?
Okay, Pat. I've explained YouTube CPMs to you 16 times.
We haven't been foreclosed on here yet.
Lights are still on, Pat.
Come on.
Lights are still on. We're doing something right. No, but they were just so nice. It's so good to see you and all the little videos you're doing. My granddaughter was showing me. You know, I'm like, yeah, that's great. And then old Vern pops in. He's like, I want to see more videos with pretty women. I'm not even kidding. He actually said this morning.
Yeah. It's like, there ain't no girls over there. It's just you two guys in there touching toes. What are we doing?
Didn't know it was Sausage Fest YouTube channel. What's going on over there?
Every video. It's just, you're behind it. He's in front of it. And that's it.
Kind of weird to me. No, he was actually, so I was like, oh, yeah. You know, he's like, yeah, I'm trying to see some beautiful women in your videos. And I was like, hey, I'm the unmarried one, so I'm on your side.
Yep.
And he was like, I'm married, and I still want to see him.
All right. Okay. Rebrand in progress.
Yeah. Settle down, Vern. It's 9:30 a.m. So
we'll just shoot a bachelor spoof, and you're it. Just get 25 women.
And
say, how about that, Vern? You get the first edit.
Yeah. Now, we were going to post this. We wanted you to see it first because you're our neighbor.
Nice.
I'll watch this later when my wife's not home.
Do Less, God Bless podcast, episode 1. It's here. We're excited.
Woo!
So far, so good. Kind of.
Rough few seconds to start, but we're finding it now.
But we're here. No girls in sight. Just us two again in this house that I will never leave.
Never.
So when we can't go anywhere, might as well start another podcast. How many podcasts have been started in lockdown?
Oh my gosh, so many. I mean, just on a weekly basis, people are like, Jake, I know you have your own podcast. Like, how do I get started? I'm like, oh yeah, I'm google.com, I guess. Yeah, I'm Google.
I feel like every like step I take to try to like further my career is just another notch in like how annoying I can be.
Sure.
Yeah, well, this year I started a podcast and started doing stand-up. Well, those are two really obnoxious things.
Spikeball sent me some gear the other day. Yeah. Oh, cool, dude.
Spikeball hat, Spikeball shirt.
I got a LaCroix.
I played pickleball on my Spikeball shirt. It was incredible. Episode 1, y'all. Thanks for coming here. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited for this. Every Friday you're going to hear it. And we're about to roll that intro music for the first time.
Ooh, new theme song.
Woo!
Please just
Here it goes.
Bless, God bless.
Episode 1.
Woo!
Bless, God bless. Bless, God bless.
Wow, I hit that. That was the first take, by the way.
The Bless, God Bless podcast.
Subscribe, rate, and review.
Pitchy, all over the place.
I told you I didn't want to do this.
You don't want to do the podcast?
No, the theme song. I don't want to do the theme song. Can we just start?
All right, but now I got to save it. Let's get into the episode.
You should do less.
What? That is right, folks. The Do Less, God Bless podcast has the most extra intro song in the history of podcasts. That's just how I roll.
We did it. I think Andy Bernard would have been proud of that little riff there at the end.
Man,
that was nice.
The amount of times I've gotten, it's just like Andy from The Office. Makes me proud.
Yeah, it's not Another the worst life. Comparison.
Yeah. I think there was a video. Just getting compared to The Office, I think just means you're really white and people think you're funny. So I take it as a compliment, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, the way I chose to like shoot your videos is I got that from The Office, yeah. You know, because I like the way they do it. I think there's comedy and the little zoom ins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you guys don't know, my name is Jake Triplett. I shoot the videos for Trey.
Yes, yes, yes. Hopefully you know me. Thanks for stopping on by and listening. And yeah, Jake's been the guy behind the camera for
almost
a couple of years now.
Oh yeah, it has been.
Almost.
I don't know.
It started
the last 4 months.
October 2018.
the last four months, like years. So I don't know how long it's been. Yeah,
just October. Come over again tomorrow, Jake.
I'll say hi to Pat, wave to Vern before he says anything weird to me again.
But life's good. You're wearing your mask, man?
Life is good. Yeah, so.
Dude, check it. How annoying is this? Do less, God bless mask.
Yeah, you've got embroidered mask and your custom Do Less God Bless cornhole set, which I saw the other day. Made it into a video.
Oh, shout out that cornhole company. They hit me up like, hey, we're big fans.
Shout out that cornhole company.
West Georgia Cornhole. I'm almost positive that's what it is. They were like,
shout out that soda brand.
Yeah, we're like, big fans. Want to send you a custom Do Less God Bless cornhole set. And I'm immediately like, yeah. You know, people hit me up with random things. That one, I'm like, yes, because that'll be hilarious.
It's a no-brainer.
To everyone. And they send me an over the top thing. I mean, it's got my hat, my at handle on the side. It's got
the
do
the
less on
bags.
One, God bless on another. The bean bags themselves are my face. Oh, but they weigh maybe 100 pounds.
Yeah.
So I transported them once on like a strap carrying case, and I had my shoulders were black and blue the next day.
Oh.
From the weight on my shoulders.
Oh.
So I was like, well, I'm not taking these anywhere again, but they were a good prop for the video.
Yeah, did them once. Yeah, I've kind of been wearing my mask. Well, the reason I say that is yesterday.
Well, okay, maybe no. Don't get canceled episode one.
No. Hear me out. The story is
listen, this thing's a hoax. Okay.
All right. This is more of an InfoWars type podcast.
No.
Just kidding. Yesterday, after we get done here, I was like, I'm gonna go into a coffee shop and write some material for, you know. We got some tours potentially coming up.
3 years.
Yeah. When this whole thing's over and we're allowed to be in front of people. And so even before I'm into the coffee shop, I'm like, people from the window are already kind of like looking at me a little bit. But I'm like, oh, I'm prank. Just a coincidence. That's, you know, whatever.
Is this because I'm a co-host of a podcast?
Is this because they found out Julius Gobles podcast is airing soon? And then I get into the coffee shop. I'm like, okay, I guess I got it going on today. I mean, I guess I did my hair. I mean, I showered. But that's it. I mean, guys looking at me, girls looking at me. I'm like, that's how you know. Like,
girls want them, guys want to be them.
Yeah, I'm like, this is crazy.
It's the best.
And then I start ordering, and I'm in the midway of ordering my, you know, annoying little white girl latte. And I'm like, oh, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm an idiot. Oh my gosh. That's why everyone's staring at me.
Dude, I've done that once, and it's terrifying. It feels
I felt so scared.
It's like you're in a show where, like, you're the, it's like zombies everywhere, and you're the one alive person, like, walking through them. Everyone's just... I was in a coffee shop and I got this was a whole story. My wife was still home and I was like out somewhere with a friend and she calls me. She's like, are you home? I was like, no. She's like, someone's in the house. They just flushed the toilet. I was like, well, that's a weird thing for, it's like.
It's one thing for them to break and enter.
You start taking the TV. I have got to go to the bathroom. But she, she was clearly very scared, so it startled me. I was like, oh my gosh, are you sure? She's like, yes, I'm locked in the other bathroom. Like, come home. I got two bathrooms in my house, not to brag. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm running home. And then I just run out of the coffee shop. I was with a buddy, and I just left my stuff. So I run out, and we're talking. She's like, oh, wait. Oh, I forgot a friend of ours was going to stop by.
And they have some
digestion
issues.
Yeah. And
they just immediately come in and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, they had a lot of kombucha and... So that was, so when I returned to the coffee shop, I realized like, oh, I left my mask up there. So I walked through and I'm on like the second floor. So I'm walking, I have a good 50 yard walk indoors and I could just feel everyone. Like, I was just like, sorry. I was like,
it's upstairs.
I was like self-consciously holding my breath. Like they would know that.
look, I am not breathing.
That might be another story of when you're. You think people are like checking you out. You're like, oh, this again.
My gosh, I got to stop with those Old Spice deals. It's making my hair too good.
You got me. I did the renegade dance.
That's
the one.
Probably where you've seen me.
Yeah. I was on a date with a girl a few years ago. And this is...
Congrats.
Thank you. I've been on a few of those.
Yeah, I know. I know. You tell me all the time.
And I was only a year or two into the social media thing, so people recognize me here and there out in public, but we were just somewhere out to coffee or something. Notice a couple of people kind of keep looking our way, like,
oh.
And she's like, what? Why are they doing that? And I don't think she fully knew what, I was online or anything. So I kind of explained to her, I'm like, this is kind of weird, but this happens sometimes.
If you want to be part of my life, this is going to happen.
It's just a whole thing. And then so she's like, okay, that's interesting. And then she walks to the bathroom. And as she passes these two girls who are kind of looking our way, they stop and talk to her. And I'm sitting there like,
now they're annoying her.
Gosh. It's deep down, I'm like, wow, loving this. This makes me look
great. Great date, yeah.
But anyways, she walks on back and I was like, yeah, what was that? She goes, oh, it was really nice. They were just saying they really liked my hair and just kind of like asked what I do to like fix it.
You like, anything else? Is that all they said?
And I was like, gosh, dude, this is the
I am such.
Listen, they're looking at me. I get this a lot.
I made these 6-second videos that are pretty popular, and people notice me.
Yeah,
they like how I look.
But no, they enjoyed her bangs or something. I don't know. Girls do that. They just, you've been around girls, but they're just like, I love your skirt. I don't know if girls are skirts anymore, but they're.
I wish
guys just like I'm trying to embrace that. I just want to say you're looking cute today, man. Okay, we can't get some ladies in this house. Things are getting suspect in here.
Dude's always going in there and filming. Cute to look at.
But surely girls are just gas each other up all the time.
And I mean, from what I know about women, you're more married than I am, but a lot of times they dress up to impress other girls.
Sure.
You know, it's like guys aren't gonna notice this like eyeliner or like what I did my eyelashes, but girls are going to. I'm gonna dress up for them.
Right. Girls love their eyebrows. Did you know that?
They do.
And let me teach you something.
Okay.
I've learned that eyebrows are a big deal.
Okay.
And I never once, now I pay attention to it just because I'm aware of it and I think it's interesting, but I never noticed a girl's eyebrows.
This is not even like a bit either. I didn't know that like lips were like a thing on a girl until like 6 months ago. Like I didn't know I was supposed to be looking at a girl's lips.
And now there's an added wrinkle of like, is it real? Is it fake?
Yeah.
Oh, those lips are good, but they're
fillers like, or fillers, just like plumpers.
The eyebrow. Yeah. Eyebrow. Oh, her eyebrows are great. I'm like what?
Yeah.
So now eyebrows, the eyebrows.
Eyebrows. Yeah. Dang it.
Beat you to it. Dang yes. It. 1-0.
Good pun.
1-0.
Yeah, I know that girls do stuff like that to get noticed. And so I've just tried recently just taking a stab at what I think they want to be complimented. Hey, I love that, those elbows.
Yeah, jeez.
And then that doesn't work. So do the elbows, okay. Collarbones, it's a good area to compliment.
That is a thing, right?
Yeah. It's tough to know which. I go for bones only. Love your femur. Love your collarbone.
Love those.
Your temple is firm.
Your metatarsals are protruding out of your
quite the mandible line
out of your Yeezy slides. I love it.
Good.
Yeah, you like would you ever buy fake Yeezys? I know people who've done this.
No, I don't think so. I don't really
it's like you could buy real Yeezys from a fake president, Kanye West, or fake Yeezys from someone who's probably more sane than Kanye West.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you ever bought like what is it called? Like counterfeit goods?
Well, trying to back me in the corner here?
Because my uncle works for the FBI and he is trying to crack down on
martial law is coming.
Well, I don't know. Like in Chinatown, like New York City, you could buy like,
some buying fake stuff.
Gucci iPhone case or whatever.
I don't really get buying the real or the fake version, but like the fake, I don't know. I guess no one can tell, which is kind of a cheap.
I know nothing about any of that stuff, so that's why I'm like, I don't really care.
All right, we'll change subject.
Yeah.
Kanye, dude.
I'm so stupid.
Man, you see his breakdown with what he was like in Colorado or something? It looked like he was at he burst into some hotel's like corporate meeting, but he was just like, Harriet Tubman didn't free the slaves. People were like, whoa.
I feel like he's already said some other controversial things to the black community. Like, why is he doubling down on this? Like,
it's amazing.
Slavery was a choice. And also, Harriet Tubman, not all she's cracked up to be.
He's trying to cancel Harriet Tubman.
What are you doing? Strategy. I didn't see the full context of it, so I don't really know what he was saying. But the clips I saw were not a good look.
We want Kanye to be president and flat flatten the curve. Have you seen his wife? Come on, that's not
a lot flat there.
Yeah, she is shaped like the current COVID graph.
Oh,
spike,
now there's
flatten spike,
and you wonder like, wait, have those been like counterfeit inflated? Like, is that real? Is that real?
Both might be inflate.
It can't get that big of a curve on its own.
Her eyebrows are too curved, and they're just perfect.
Yeah, I was talking about eyebrows.
Oh, yeah, that's what...
For sure, I was talking about eyebrows. Oh. Yeah, her curves.
You ever have to pluck your... You don't have to tend your eyebrows, right? I've never even thought about it. You don't have to, but do you know dudes who tend to their eyebrows? I don't know what to think about
that. I would probably notice it if they had, right?
Which I guess... I don't know, because I guess some dudes just have a unibrow. It is what it is. But, you know, I know dudes had to, like, pluck their...
If I had a unibrow, I'd get after it. But yeah. Mine are pretty, like, blonde, kind of a...
Yeah, mine are far apart. It's nice. I got good brows, dude.
Do girls compliment you on your eyebrows?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yes! They do!
No.
Ask Pat.
Probably. I could tell they do. When you're, like...
Behind closed doors.
Ladies know when a guy is not making eye contact. I do, too. They kind of tilt up a little.
Hey!
Hey,
my eyes are slightly down here.
His eyebrows are that far apart? Wow.
Looks like some freak. I was going to say something earlier when we were talking about counterfeit. Just kind of a fun fact. Had some friends back in high school. I ran around with a pretty good crowd.
Mm-hmm.
They decided one night, hey, we don't have that much money, but we'd like to have more right now. This is a true story. I think they had been drinking a little bit. But they had some green construction paper. This is a true story.
Okay.
And a photo printer, photocopier. And so they printed $20 bills onto green paper and then glued them together,
sure,
kind of crumpled them up to make them look legit.
Sure.
And went to McDonald's and paid for them, and it worked.
Dude, I'm going to one-up you here. I knew it, dude.
Well, the next day,
and then
it did not work.
They bought a house. Oh, no.
No, and they got in a ton of trouble. Like, eight cops showed up to our high school and, like, took them away.
Oh, that's dumb. Dude, yeah. I knew a kid. I still don't know how he made it, but he made some, I was in high school, this kid, he showed me, he made fake money, and it looked so real.
It was legit?
Like the ones your kids do, where you're like, this is kind of not, did it look real?
No, I didn't see it, but I can't imagine, like, you just printed it on normal, like, construction paper.
I don't know how he did it, because you, like, run it through the dryer, and you distress it, and, like,
wow,
it looked real. And so McDonald's was probably dumb, but, like, once a week, it'd be, like, pizza day. $3 a slice. And so he'd get like two slices, pay with a fake 20, get free pizza and make $14.
Wow.
And that's a setting where they wouldn't find it. But I was...
What's he doing now? Wall Street?
He's a youth pastor. I think he would get arrested a few years later for various things. So he was trending kind of like the COVID cases.
Yeah, that's too bad. Well,
looked good, got bad, got worse.
Dude, speaking of COVID, I had some friends that I spent some time with over the 4th of July weekend. A bunch of us kind of came together from a few different states. You know, it was kind of, in some ways, a little
canceled.
Asking for a little COVID, but whatever. We're millennials and we're stupid and we're allowed to be. And a few days after this 4th of July weekend, we get a text in our group chat. Hey, guys, just want to let you know that Monday morning when I got back home, I didn't feel the best. I woke up kind of nauseous and I had a headache. And I don't know. I don't think it's COVID, but it could be. I was just wondering, like, do you think this nausea and headache could have been from the 3 straight days of being out in the sun and drinking?
Yeah. Stacy, you did have 11 Trulies. Maybe
you ate nothing but Costco chips and barbecue for 3 days drank.
We saw you eat 3 bratwursts, Carly. No wonder you don't feel good.
Maybe it's that.
Yeah, to say the paranoia is kind of crazy. I had a buddy. We went to a wedding, you know, modified one, smaller, yada, yada. But it was nice. You know, they served beer and wine or whatever. And yeah, my buddy and the meal, which this is a bold, we need to talk wedding meals. Okay. My wedding, if it ever happens, you know, we're going to serve, you need to serve light food, right? Because that keeps the party going.
Yeah.
This setup was cheese quesadillas, cheese nachos, tacos, with you could put more cheese on it. I mean, people were gone by 9:30. It was having cheap white wine and bucket of cheese.
Might as well just served prune juice as the drink.
So, but I mine had that recipe and he... he loves cheese, and he and his body doesn't. Okay. You understand me?
Yeah.
And he's like, man, I just woke up in the middle of the night. I had all this stomach pain, and I just like didn't feel good, and like I went and got a COVID test. Like, maybe it was the fact that you had a whole bottle of Yellowtail, an entire wheelbarrow of cheese. That's why.
Wheelbarrow of cheese.
Oh, man. Yeah. And it's like, oh, my sister, dude. My sister was like, yeah, I don't know if we're just, we're, you know, she's married, younger. She lives in like a 700 square foot apartment with her husband. She's like, we're quarantining here, which this is so nice and responsible, but I wouldn't do it. Not responsible, just really nice. Cause she was like, we like said hello once to this couple that has it. So like, clearly we have it. So we got tested. We're waiting 10 days for the results. And they got it back negative. She's like, I'm really upset. I just stayed here for 8 days. I'm like, yeah, did you have any symptoms at all? Well, I'm not sure if it's just my head, but I like took a nap yesterday, so I've been just kind of like tired.
I was craving Chipotle, and I don't normally do that. Yeah. So I was like, could this be COVID?
I don't know. Usually sometimes I feel extroverted, but yesterday I was feeling introverted. So I probably have this thing.
I might have this virus. I bet that's what it is.
I was on shout out Caitlin Bristow, had me on her podcast. Mm. Bachelorette, dude. Man, I made it.
You did make it.
I was Bachelor Nation. I'm a big fan, and I was on there. That was hilarious. And we somehow got on the topic of extrovert introverted. And I wanted to roast her, but I was like, I need to do less.
Yeah.
But she was just like, sometimes I feel really extroverted.
Oh my
sometimes
gosh.
Just really introverted. Sometimes I want to talk to people, sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
Well, you're a human being.
I still remember, I've talked about this on my podcast, but I still remember this BuzzFeed article back in the day. Remember BuzzFeed? Everyone just sharing on Facebook. It was so annoying.
BuzzFeed.
Which Harry Potter character are you at nighttime? It's like, this is so stupid and specific.
BuzzFeed. What is BuzzFeed? It's like
such like a lousy excuse for journalism. Yeah, it's from like, what I can tell.
Yeah, it's just like the it's the pickleball of journalism.
Hey.
Oh.
Dude,
sorry,
not
dude.
Cool.
No, sorry.
We will come back to that all later, right, young right, man.
Right, sorry.
How
sorry.
Dare you? Gosh. I bet all your neighbors play.
It's just
I'm going to tell them you said that.
It's just, it's where the journalists go when they can't do better websites.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's kind of JV tennis.
Yeah.
It's kind of what pickleball is. Anyway, shout out to my junior varsity athletes out there.
Yeah.
I still remember the friend who shared it and the article itself. It was like 30 ways you know that you're an extroverted introvert. And dude, I'm not kidding. This article just described human beings. It was like, sometimes you're in the mood to go outside and hang out with friends, but other times you'd rather stay inside and watch a movie. It's like, no way. They pegged me perfectly.
Wow.
Oh, how do they know? How do they know? Sometimes.
There's so many websites of this. 23 signs. You're an extrovert and introvert.
Dude, look at, name any of them.
Shout out to Les Galbas. I'm my own Googler. You ever watch these podcasts? They're like,
Jamie?
Jamie. Derek, Google that for me.
See what the weather is.
Just type it. What, are you gonna pay someone to Google?
I can use my thumbs.
Being a highly sensitive extrovert often means living a life of opposites.
Mm-hmm.
So you're an extrovert, but you're sensitive. You get both overstimulated and lonely. That's so me, dude.
Oh my gosh, how do they do it?
You notice the little things.
Oh.
And you use them to make people smile.
Oh.
Dude.
That's so me.
Sometimes you love working in a group. Sometimes you want to do it solo.
Dude. This is what I'm saying.
That's me.
This is what I'm saying. We didn't even plan this. I'm saying you could look at any one of those of any article, anyone who read it. It's just a human being list.
You enjoy going out on your own.
I've done it.
I've done that before.
Guilty as charged.
When I first read that, I thought it said going out of town. That's how I read it. I was like, oh my God. What about the people who are like, my passion is, honestly, my biggest passion is traveling.
Dude, I get so fed up on dating apps, but it's like, three things you know about me. That's like the prompt. And they're like,
love to travel.
I love music, hanging out with friends, and probably traveling. Oh, do you? Yeah. Oh, you are just.
I love
jumping
vacations.
Off. Yeah.
I love to not work and to be served on a beach.
Yeah, wow.
That's a passion of mine.
Your personality is so unique and so cool.
It's like asking for prayers for your grandparents. Dude, we talked about that.
You're just pushing all my buttons on this first episode. You're trying to
come on. We're swinging for the fences. It's like asking for a prayer request for your wife who's going on a flight to Denver.
Okay.
Well. Yeah. So yeah, this we've talked about this. You're more of the I'm not paying for your flight. I'm not praying for your dog or your grandpa.
Yeah, your dog, man. Listen, I love dogs. I grew up with dogs. I was sad when my dog died, but I'm not gonna like confide in hey everyone, my dog's gone. Please pray for me. You know, it's
well, what else is going on?
Well,
like
he died of COVID. Dogs can't get it.
Thank goodness.
Dude, if dogs got it, that would get people paying attention. Oh, you switched suddenly from outgoing to crashed.
Dude, that list, it might as well just say, like, you have hair on your skin, you're warm-blooded, and you don't produce offspring with eggs. Just describe a mammal.
Yeah, it's your like, legs you, are attached to your hips.
You are a Homo sapien who Whoa. Speaks with your tongue.
Wow, that's so mean.
Yes. I walk upright.
So
had enough walking
me.
On all fours. Just FYI, I don't hate your grandparents. The context of that previous conversation was if you're in a intimate small group setting where it's like we are best friends, how can I pray for you? And your only request is my grandpa. It's like yeah, all of our grandparents
are old.
Could use this prayer.
Cool. What? How long do you want to live?
78.
Yeah,
I'm
75 is what I've said.
Yeah. Well, perfect. We'll die a year apart.
That's my favorite bit to Katie is like, because she's like, in my family tree, people live to be 100. I'm like, well, enjoy your 25 years of widow.
Yeah.
I'm maybe 70.
Yeah. I'm once out of here. I get that age, I'm like, this is good.
Yeah. I've done this, basically.
I had a good run. I can't remember where my shoes are four times a day, so why don't I just move on?
Yeah, I just won't be able to do anything. Dude, being clueless, I had a leaky faucet, you know? So I hit up a plumber. I'm a good homeowner, man. I'm taking care of things. Babe, I got this. No, I'm not going to fix it. Let me
hire someone.
Contact somebody who can do this, because
yes.
I cannot.
Good husband.
There was something stuck in the disposal in a leaky faucet. He just, you know, you can use some app or whatever, get a guy here, he fixes it. And it's just like, he charged you $250. How do we, is there like a union for clueless men where I can be like, am I not taking advantage of here? He could have said, hey, this was $600, what like, I did.
Great.
And I've been like, I mean, is it or is it not? I don't know. I have no idea.
There's so many services like that where it's just like, anything with your car.
Dude, shout out. So my dad has an automotive shop. Shout out my dad. And so that's a huge perk. It's just like, because those places, he'll basically tell you, like, they low-key lie to you. Like, we got this call in here at this many miles. We recommend you do this. And my dad's like, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
How would I ever know that? How would anyone ever know that?
I don't know.
I don't know. All right. So don't come to us.
Yeah, I don't know anything like that. Or like,
no.
They're always like, show your filter now when you're in your oil change. Now, this is the year of filter, so I'd probably recommend you change it. Yeah. And now I've got to the point where I put up a little bit of fight. Not a fight, but just like...
Really?
Like, what... Is that going to affect anything in my car? I mean, not right now. Okay. Okay, then. I'm good.
Do you see what I'm driving here? This isn't a... We got Escalade.
A 2006 Toyota Camry. I think I'll be fine. Yeah, I always hate when if I do like a freelance video project for someone, they're like, hire me, here's the project... And I'll shoot it and like, and just tell me how much you know I owe you. I'm like, I don't like that because then it puts me in a position where I feel like I can say anything I want, and I don't want to do that. I would rather be just upfront. It's gonna cost as much. So props to people out there who are like, let me know how much it cost, because I would want to know.
True,
but
yeah, I have no idea.
Gosh,
I am clueless.
I should start changing leaky faucets. Maybe is what it sounds like.
I felt like, was that $250 worth? I don't know. Or like, I'd be like, hey, my, or when, dude, when the heat went out and we were shooting Middle School Maddox back in the day, we were shooting that in like, of course, we're shooting like October, but it was like a weird cold front came through. So it was freezing. A
lot of snow.
Shoot this. And, of course, the heater goes out. And so it's like, we're going to do an all day shoot in this house. And I mean, it's dropping to 50 something in the house. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I can't hire a guy to come out. And it was like someone on the crew, I don't know why, like flipped a switch on the furnace that I didn't even know about. And the guy was like, you just got to flip that because it was off. And then he was just like, yeah. And he charged me like $120.
For that.
What? You just make a whatever number you want.
Oh, switch flipping? That's 120.
Yeah, yep.
Switch flipping's 120.
Put that about.
Switch toggling's 150.
All right.
Luckily, it wasn't a push and release button. Yeah. That runs your 180.
But in other words, I mean, you got to, you know, Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, they should charge me double. They'd be like, hey, today our nugs and fries are $15. Be like, swipe it.
I don't care.
It's amazing.
I don't care. Yeah, do it. Except they got your order wrong today.
They did, dude.
But they made it better.
The kid, Chick-fil-A. A lot of, that's where I go for some confidence.
I was going to say, you went two for two today.
Drake Kennedy? Got it, man. Order wrong. All right, man.
Hey.
Don't say my name and then ruin my meal.
And then you get to the window. Which, selfie.
In a way, maybe, I've got to admit, he almost like read my mind. Because I went grilled nugs, which is a total psycho move.
But deep
I'm
down.
I'm trying to watch. And I opened it up to regular nugs. I was like, well.
A little serendipitous.
Well.
There.
Wow. Serendipitous.
Yeah. I used to read.
Yeah. Do you?
So I know some words.
What big words do you use?
So I like to use words like proclamation.
Mm.
That's a term for like if your faucet is kind of leaking.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. I had to reproclamate it. It's $250 for reproclamation.
I love, some words are just fun. I say supercilious.
Oh, yeah. Is that like if it's kind of spicy?
No.
Oh.
Oh, well. It's if you are pompous.
Okay. Like arrogant.
One? Oh, dang it. Yeah, you knew that one.
I was smart.
Okay.
I was smart nice, sometimes.
Nice. Yeah. So.
I've never been asked before, what big words do you use?
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say ones, there. Man. Serendipity is probably one of my favorite
words. One
of my words.
Favorite is when people try to kind of talk with nice words and they use the word incorrectly.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
I noticed a comment recently that it was like a hate comment. It was like, this guy, I'm a teacher and he defiantly got it wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, you're a teacher and then you spelled definitely wrong. Spell definitely go.
D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y.
Yes.
Boom.
That was a tricky one.
No, it's not. I'll tell you what's tricky. Rhythm, dude. I've never spelled it right.
Shoot. I don't even. Oh my gosh. Rhythm. R-H.
Where's the Y?
Gosh. Come here. R-H-Y-T-H-M.
Come here.
Why
are you so hard to spell?
R-H-Y-T-H-M. Wow, I nailed it. I'm amazing.
See, isn't that what it, T-H-M? That shouldn't be how it is. I've never spelled it right on the first try.
One of my also favorite bits is to kind of like find the proper pronunciations to things. And then people be like, hey, how do you pronounce M-A-U-V-E? It's a color.
Mauve.
It's mauve.
Dang it.
No, and everyone's listening. It's mauve. It's mauve. Well, look it up, people. Because it's not. It's mauve.
Let's get
a party trick for
YouTube.com.
I'm obviously really fun at parties.
Pronunciation, M-A-U-V.
Google that for us, Trey, the Google guy.
Yes, Trey, can we get that on YouTube.com, please?
No problem.
Get that pronunciation?
No problem at all.
Oh.
Oh, crap. No, it's mauve. No.
No.
Dude, everyone I've ever looked up. No. Don't do this to me.
Not on episode. Not on episode one.
Episode one.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's.
Oh. Oh, it's a male or female. It's like Spanish.
Oh, no.
He had a little more mauve.
Am I a sexist? I talk sexist? It's mauve from the female.
Dude, I don't even know what this word is. Is it about eyebrows?
It's like a nice light purplish brown.
Oh, it's like something. Once you own a home, you start knowing colors.
True.
Yeah.
True.
I'll get there someday.
Yeah. I'm renovating a house.
That's cool. I'm renting.
Nice. you should stick to that. That's kind of, I don't know why I'm doing this. Got into it. It'll be cool. The studio setup looks good. I just changed this room.
Flipped the room. Yeah, it's nice in here.
Going to move eventually. And yeah, it's just kind of similar. It's like, hey, you need to fix a little retaining wall back here. It's $1,100. Can we approve it?
I mean.
Hey, can we do it for $200? No, you idiot. It's actually $1,600. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you have to reproclamate it, then that's fine. It just right. Don't make it too
don't
Sicilious.
Be super serious about it.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I pooped in a Target the other day.
Dude.
You ever done that?
Now that you bring that up.
I cannot wait for what you're about to say.
Dude, I forgot where it was. Where was it? I pooped at a bar for the first time.
Oh.
Which is just a... It was a restaurant bar, but it's just like, it was a Saturday night at like 7:30 p.m. Just having a little patio, dinner and drinks. And I just took an excusee for 12 minutes. It's very embarrassing. I mean, what a horrible way to, am I not, I need to grow up.
And it's just kind of obvious, like. Once you pass the 3 to 4 minute mark, because everyone at the table is doing like a mental like time stamp of like, okay, it's been 3 minutes. He could be washing his hands for a while. Maybe there's a line. Yeah. Once you go over four, it's like poop.
Yeah.
He's pooping.
Yep. Dude, the grocery store dumps are never good. How'd you run into that?
It wasn't great. I was by myself, so time was not an issue. No one was waiting on me. Mm. But time then became the issue because, Target closed at 9. Who knew? So then...
You spent the night in Target.
Yes. I'm proud to say I own Chrissy Teigen's entire line. Nice. And I walked out with it the next morning. It was awesome.
Tried out all of the Magnolia Farms
collection. They had some in lavender. They had some in...
They make toilet paper made out of sheep's wool.
Yes. It was beautiful. Mm. But yeah, so there was like a guy like knocking, hey, we close at 5. And they're just sweating.
Hey, also, you're an idiot.
Hey, also, you know this is a Target, right?
Right.
You know, you're pooping at a Target.
I mean, they try to deflect you from going to the bathroom in those places at all costs. I mean, it's...
Oh, I think
there's no privacy. They provide you with sandpaper one ply.
Yeah.
I mean...
I think they purposely don't clean them. I feel like, so no one want it.
You could like show time travel a caveman. It's like you squat down and they're right here. And he's like, where are the leaves? Where are the leaves? And it's like, oh no, you use that. And he'd be like,
no, thank you. In my version, he's a really polite caveman.
Yeah.
No, thanks. No. Thanks for the offer.
I have to disproclamate
somewhere else. You never hear about
cave... My poop is mauve colored. Yeah, I don't know. It's just that's brutal. The when you have no choice but to go in these places.
If you had to
do you line the seat with toilet paper?
No, dude.
You're like, I don't care who sat on this thing. I'm down.
Very pro immune system.
I agree with that.
Weird about the coronavirus for me.
It's just, I don't know. I guess it kind of freaks me out.
See, I'm like, there's germs there. I'll take a few. I'll take a few extra germs that aren't mine. Put them on the back of my legs.
True.
I'm not exactly touching the back of my legs and then my mouth in succession that often.
Yeah, and you're like, I wear the same underpants for like 4 days. So I'm not touching that. Then those germs are gone.
Yeah. That's exactly how I do it too. So it's fine.
Being married, it's like, she very firmly was like, I'm not doing all your laundry, dude. That's just not a thing. I'm like, of course not. But then you pretty quickly learn if you're not going to do it, we're going to wear things twice. She's turning them around pretty fast. I'm like, you don't have to, but she's like, no, you're disgusting. I'm just going to do it. So fresh undies are pretty great. I'm exaggerating a little.
Yeah, I imagine if I were to get married, we would be doing laundry in our house way more often than I'm doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a loincloth away from being a caveman.
If you could go back in time and show a caveman like one thing from today, what would it be? Just to like knock his socks off,
his loin off.
Yeah.
Get his loincloth flapping in the wind.
Yeah. What would it be?
Wow.
I mean, almost anything is going to be pretty impressive.
Yeah. I would probably show him Kanye West. What would you show him?
I would probably show him, I'm going to go on a similar path here. That clip of Lizzo playing the flute.
Yeah.
I think I'd show him that.
Wow.
Where she's like twerking and playing it.
I'm
like, what do you think of this?
She ain't good. Windpipe. Stone.
Yeah.
I went a little Japanese there. I don't know.
Steady hand.
Whatever.
In Japan.
Yeah.
Number one.
Number one.
If you guys watch The Office, we'll probably be quoting it a lot on this podcast. Mm. Dude, I should show Vern that clip of Lizzo. See what he thinks.
That's a woman right there. But shout out, dude, she's on TikTok and she's like, I think to address, I don't know why my hands are on my hips like this, but that's my podcast stance. I'm in it right now. She's like, does all these workout videos, I think to address, because people are coming at her like, you're unhealthy, but she's kind of like, no, I'm just big, but I can do these burpees. And
she's doing them?
I couldn't do her workouts.
She's burping, huh?
Yeah.
Good for her. That is your podcast stance.
Let me tell you this, Lizzo is in shape. I don't want to hear it.
You look like a white dad at a basketball game who's upset at one of the refs' calls. You stand up and then you got to do this hand motion.
Well,
you sit back down.
Were your parents the type to get fired up at the refs for Little League?
No, not really.
Yeah, mine either. Pretty thankful for that.
Yeah, thank goodness.
There's always one of the teams. Cameron, get a rebound, you idiot! Like, he's nine.
He's probably trying to get a rebound.
Can't even rebound his toys back in the box.
One thing at a time, Dad. Yeah.
My Ida coach, who was like, if you're a parent and you yell, I just bench your kid. Brilliant.
That's awesome.
Yeah, think of that. He would, I remember a game or two where like some parent would get up there, oh, oh, and he'd just, like, I remember one game I was on the bench, but I started. I was just getting
there. I was tired.
And, you know, this kid's in the game and his parents started yelling. He goes, Trey, go get him.
That's Which, awesome.
And just immediately sat the kid. I think he just looked at the coach. But, dude, it's not the scariest thing when you play for an intimidated coach and he just goes, go get him.
It's like who?
It's like you. It's like on a conference call when they're like, "What do you think, Trey?" And you weren't paying attention. Like,
I think you broke up.
It's like, I'm just gonna. I got a 20% chance here.
Yeah,
Derek, come out.
That's legitimately happened to me before. It's like one guy made a bad pass, but I feel like the other guy could have caught it.
Yeah.
Go get him. It's like I don't.
Oh.
Who feels more bad about what they did?
I think I remember one time being like, "Which one?" He's like, oh. And then he just goes to somewhere.
You know what?
You go get him. Like I guessed wrong, man. So good luck.
Dude, if I was on the bench of that coach who had the policy of the dad yelling, I'd try to rile up a dad. Like, if I couldn't get any playing time, I'd be like, hey, Paul, did you get a...
Yeah.
What do you think of that referee's call? It's kind of bogus, right?
Yeah, right?
I'd say something to your son out there.
You can get these refs' heads.
I think he... Yeah, you could get him. Say something. Say something, Paul.
I can't wait to be a Little League coach, man, and just not take it seriously. I can't imagine taking that so seriously.
Oh, you are going to take it seriously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess I don't know what it's like to have a child. I bet something weird happens in your mind.
I mean,
you've
told me about your kickball league, and I bet you didn't go into that thinking you were going to take it seriously. So,
pitch it faster.
You've only done 3 bunts. You get 2 more. Yeah, come on, let's utilize these. Crazy.
We got a kickball. We're halfway through the season. Had a couple losses, and yeah, I'm a little. I had a good from just in the past year. My rec sports, I've gotten a little bit like, dadgummit. I had a good college until like last year whenever I played. I was like, I mean, this doesn't mean anything to me. So I don't know if that's a sign of...
Something's happening.
Yeah. My life's getting a little less interesting. I need this.
And now you're like, I
need this win on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't want to go get margaritas after this with a bad taste in my mouth. Let's get the W. Okay? Ashley, make a play.
And that'll leave
a good... Stop dropping the flyouts.
And that'll leave a good taste in my mouth. And I won't need to go out.
I did yell at a guy because they... We had a guy on third, and the guy went up to sack fly him home.
Oh, great. Smart.
If you know what that is, because no one on our team does, apparently. When the guy's at third base, so the batter just purposely blasts one as high as he can.
As long as there's not 2 outs, though.
Yeah, as long as there's not 2 outs. They catch the out, and you just run home. And he does this perfectly. The guy's still at third. He waits. They catch it, and he just kind of looks, and he goes, ah. He just stays there. What are you doing?
Just wasted it. What are you doing?
That was the whole point of that. And then, yeah, my wife's like, okay, honey, you need to.
It's like, I need to what? I need to tag up?
I don't know what it is about me. Dude, I was proud of myself the other night. I got a win.
Yeah.
I was at a said place where I had a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine. But we went to this patio and there was 6 or 7 of us, right? So it was like a 4-person table.
You love patios.
So, well. I do, number one. Number two, it's my only option.
Sure.
In life.
Sure.
Patios are protest. We know that. And a little Mars in March. Shout out whatever video that was.
Yeah, earlier this week. The Faces of 2020.
So we're like pulling 2 4-person tables together to all sit together. And we're like away from people.
I haven't pulled tables together in months.
And a worker comes over. Just you tell a bar hand, bro. He's like, can't do that, man. Like, oh, can we not all sit together? He's like, no, you can move the chairs, just not the tables.
Oh.
And so I guess, you know, so we could not move the tables, but we could all clump together around one table.
Everyone has clearly, such weird policies now.
And so what I wanted to do, and what a lot of times I would do is go, so we can all sit together, but around the chairs, why can't we move the table? Like, mm-hmm. I would argue with the guy.
Yeah.
And I just went, okay.
Good for you.
And I literally went to a friend and I said, did I do a good job?
Do you see what I did?
Yeah. He's like, dude, I'm very proud.
Cannot believe you did
that.
Yeah.
I would usually be like, what do you mean we can't?
This makes no sense. Yeah. Dude, I was at Sonic the other day and it was a really nice day outside. Me and a friend were going to Sonic has like the drive-ins, the drive-through, and then sometimes they have like a little patio space. So I was like, let's
sometimes?
Sit. Yeah, not all the time.
Not Sonics don't all have patio spaces?
I feel like some that are like more like the one in Westport. Very tiny, like Sonic, like okay, hardly any room. You're right. I know.
Still...
You're a big Sonic guy.
Listen,
Don't you talk about Sonic.
No, I'm kidding. All right.
Basically, we were just going to
sleep on Sonic.
Yeah, it's not bad. The drinks. I had one with nerds the other day. I forgot about nerds. Don't be afraid to throw some nerds in there.
Throw a nerd's rope in there for me, man. Yeah.
Let's see if I can't get a little diabetes before 30.
Yeah, okay. We'll get that ready for your child. What do you want, grown man?
Actually, the French toast sticks and the nerd's rope slushy were both for me.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I know it's 8 a.m., but I'm fine with that.
And also, can I get some more beautiful women in those videos? Thank you.
Just grab me a few French toast sticks. Me and my buddy, we're going to make a few podcasts. No girls.
We're at Sonic, and it was like such a nice day. Like, let's sit on the patio. And they're like, oh, actually, Sonic Worker comes out. Our patio is closed. And so we're like, I guess we'll just like sit in our cars, whatever. I kid you not, 5 minutes later,
the patio's closed.
That same worker comes back out and smokes on the very patio that we were not allowed to sit at.
Patio's closed, sorry. It's, now a smoker's loud.
It's disgusting out here. Yeah, you don't want what's on here.
Man, you ever, it seems like, because you used to smoke, you could smoke anywhere, and they kind of made it outside only, and now places will be
not
like,
me. I didn't used to smoke.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You,
yeah.
Anyone could.
That was such a tough thing on English papers. You can't put you, put one would smoke. It's like, who talks, who talks like that? I'm not a little boy in the village square.
Yeah, I'm not writing this on papyrus in old English font. I could say you.
But now I know they even a lot of patios will not allow you to smoke. But the ones who do, it is always a bummer when you're sitting there chilling, like just enjoying your time, and then 3 feet from you, someone lights up. I mean, the smell is overwhelming.
It's yeah.
That's just a bummer.
Do you go back to a memory or anything when you smell cigarette smoke?
Yeah, I do actually a little bit. When I was 18 and like had my first tobacco, because I was 18 and like you could buy that. It blew my mind that I could go buy that at that age. We just buy those little like weird things at CVS.
Yeah.
And I mean, deep down, truly never enjoyed it. It's like whiskey now. It's like, oh man, yeah, sure, I'd love a little glass of whiskey. And you're just like, I don't like this. So that's why I'm just, you know, I've recently embraced, I'll never have a Bud Light again. Well, that's not true, but I'll always choose the seltzers, and unashamedly. You know what? This just tastes so good.
I've been saying
anymore.
This for years. The whole idea of acquired taste
come back around
is so silly. Many things already taste good.
Yeah,
I don't need to acquire it.
Well, have you ever acquired a taste? I don't feel like you have.
No, because Dr. Pepper already tastes amazing.
I did acquire the coffee taste, and it is a joy in my life now. But it's a long journey.
So
I did it to get off of Coke because I was drinking a big old. No, Jake, this is a family. Canceled again. Three times.
You brought it up. I a little bit of a Coke addiction.
Those McDonald's Cokes, dude. And, you know, just a lot of cows. I was like, man, I can't keep doing this. So I went to Diet Coke, which is also acquired taste. You're like, blech. And then it's like, this is kind of good.
Aspartame's good for
and
me
then
in
I
cancer.
I went coffee at a. I had an internship. Pricing analyst, not to brag.
Congrats.
It was the internship like where I was there 40 hours a week and maybe had 3 hours worth of tasks.
Oh, so. Like most of our friends' jobs.
Yeah, a lot of those. So that was quite the summer. I don't know. But it was a nice experience for me to make videos and make fun of it. So I don't know what I was talking about anymore. Oh,
acquired taste.
Yeah, and like, yeah, stupid. Spoken. Like in college, a cool thing to do because like you couldn't drink yet, so we're like, we're not going to drink, but we have a little pipe tobacco, and it's just like, just wake up the next day, like, I can still taste it. This is disgusting.
Yeah, it's like in the movie Sandlot. They think it's going to be cool to dip, and then they go ride a roller coaster and they're just puking like crazy.
I told my wife, like, don't ever let me do this in, because we had we had some random fun. It was something. Oh, it was the Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm.
We were at a patio watching Chiefs, and a buddy like brought some cigars for people. Mm. And you know, have you ever had a cigar?
Yeah.
It just, it feels like fun and cool, but at the end of the day, it's like, I don't enjoy this.
Yeah. I don't know what I did that for.
So I'm right. I told my wife previously, like, I don't ever want to do this. Don't let me do this. And she walked out and I had maybe taken three puffs of it. She's like,
hey,
Trey. I was like, you're right. I put it out. And like the next day I was like, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cause you can smell it and taste it for the next day. It's horrible.
Yeah, smoking a cigar is like
some people like it. That's fine.
I don't know, but it's like eating celery or like petting a cat. It's like, I guess it was something to do, but I didn't really get anything out of this.
It's a great point.
I didn't really get anything out of this. Yeah.
It's not like pooping a Target. I don't need
now that.
I don't need to do this.
whenever I smell cigarette smoke, to this day, I still think of Waffle House. Because that was like the first place I ever consumed secondhand smoke. Oh. Me and my grandpa would always go to Waffle House.
Waffle House.
You know, but... catch the fight that was live.
Yeah.
You know, pay-per-view, oh. didn't need it.
Show, dinner and a show, baby.
Yeah, just go to Waffle House.
For sure.
Get some smoke and
yeah,
yeah, watch a little action. That in Las Vegas. I went there at a kind of a young age. And
same.
A lot of smoke. A lot Families. Of other stuff, too.
Families, if you're not sure, let me assure you, don't take your child to Vegas.
Your seventh grade boy.
My parents were so clueless, we stopped in there for a magic show, which is family friendly and like amazing.
Yeah.
But the walk there, I'll never forget.
Dude, it's insane. Oh. You can't look up. Oh. There's
You can't look on the ground.
You can't
there's
look
like,
down.
There's like leftover cards of you know what on the ground. There's people talking.
It's like
to you.
On billboards. And there's women who you don't have to wear clothes in Las Vegas.
Oh, mommy, I'm only eight. I don't like this.
Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah, but it's guy also across cool. the street. He's gonna be like, "You guys need to go to Vegas. We don't like it."
Dude, I don't know.
It is still, and even I do love to go, because it's you know, Vegas to me is one of my favorite places in the world.
I like Vegas.
I don't do the clubs. Too old for that, which is funny. We tried it once, like 2 years ago.
I mean, you're over your coke addiction now, so yeah, there's no point.
You're packed in there, and it's like I don't even want to be up this late. But it's perfect because it's good food, sports. Nice cheap rooms, pool. That's all I need. But
I thought you're just gonna keep going.
No, that was it. That's truly it. But when you're walking through there as a group of 20 somethings, I mean, you are harassed.
So harassed. You guys want a good time tonight?
That's only like glimmer of a taste I can ever see what it's like to be like a woman at a bar.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm still trying to talk to you. So okay, leave me alone. I don't want to do the things you're offering. Hey. It's like, oh my gosh.
You see the guys who. They're like, they are such like walking billboards. Like it's like a plastic sign that they wear as a backpack. I learned the hard way. Don't knock on those. They do not like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude. Don't talk. Don't knock. Just keep walking.
Ever,
I didn't mean to rhyme.
You ever
much.
Seen the kind of, you know, have all these street performers and stuff. Have you seen the ones where you can pay them cold hard cash and they'll allow you to kick them in their crotch as hard as you can?
No.
So I don't know what the secret is. Because I saw I saw someone do it. We were walking, and this guy was like, "I'm gonna do it." It was like $20. You can just wind up and kick me in the loincloth as hard as you want. This country boy just ran up and just,
how could you?
And the guy just stood there and just took it and was just laughed it off. And everyone was like,
I gotta YouTube this later.
Yeah, it's real.
I don't know how you, as the kicker, could even do that to another man.
I know. It's just assault this guy.
And much more, how can you just take it? Yeah, what does he got going on down there? I tried street performing in Las Vegas one time. This is not a made-up story.
Nice.
Me and my friends.
Times were tough.
Yeah, it was the recession. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen The Big Short, but I was, no. We were there for a bachelor party, and we were just being dumb, and... we put up a little sign on the street corner that said $1 for white boy dance moves. So you pay $1 and we'll show you a white guy dance move.
And
some people really liked it. Like with the right crowd. Like,
man, we underpriced this.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. And then the cops shut us down because I guess you can't suggest a price. It has to be tips only. And then you need a permit, yada, yada. We're like, well, we made $17. Let's go put it all on red.
And?
I don't remember.
Dude. I've always wanted to do that. It's like if I win big, it's like let's just try to double it.
Let it ride.
But I just can't imagine doing that because everyone would be so excited. And if you lost, it'd be devastating.
The day the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, I mean, just like one of the best days ever. Do you remember? It was February, but it was like 70 degrees.
Yeah,
it
randomly.
Was so perfect. Me and my friends played football outside that day. You see the Chiefs.
It was amazing.
Win the Super Bowl. I went out that night. We went to Westport, whatever. I mean, the best day ever. And we're like, you know what would make it even better? We go to Argosy Casino tonight.
Yes.
And then I lost like some money. And it's like, dang it.
Doesn't want to say.
Yeah.
I lost just some
money. And it was like, well, that was almost.
That's what's funny about
a really good day.
Do it like betting on a sports game or something. It's so fun. You're like, I'm so excited to do this. Wow, this is a thrill. And I remember we went for March Madness and I just did a few because I was like, oh, it just makes it fun. You bet a little money. And those games were like, oh, I'm going to go in with this team. And 8 minutes of the game, you realize.
What was I thinking?
They're getting whooped. And you just
Seton
don't.
Hall?
What would have been a game you would have enjoyed watching? You're just like, turn it off. I don't.
Gosh, this is just not our year. It's just not our year. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Playing Villanova.
Gosh. Villanova. But that you're speaking, you did your performing in Vegas. I was on a cruise once. And, you know, there's like a piano bar.
Oh, yeah.
It's always so fun. And those guys are like, pretty good.
Yeah, usually. Like, I mean, they're amazing. Playing on a boat.
Yeah, playing on a boat. So they got, you know, they're balancing the waves of the boat. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
And me and my buddy were like, dude, could we get a turn? And this guy was so nice. He's like, sure. And I just got up there. I was like, yeah! I'm just as annoying as you can imagine. Later in the trip, this group of dudes who were, I think we were all like 21 at the time, like juniors in college. And there's a group of high school seniors that were wrestlers. And for whatever reason, okay. I think they like mistaked one of us for someone else on the boat that apparently like, I don't know, had beef with them. And okay. they were following us around all trip. Or maybe it's because of my falsetto. It makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, dude, don't come on this bus and just angelically sing, dude. Who do you think you are? You got to have a permit for that.
Dude, we're going to have high key problems if you keep hitting that high C note.
Yes, dog. But they were just coming at us the whole week. And I've been in only a couple situations in my life where like, okay, I've got to step to the plate here.
Kickball.
I don't have it in me. No, not like these guys are like, they were just like, anytime we'd spot them, they'd dirty eye us.
Jeez.
They'd be like, we're coming for you guys. And they're little bitty dudes, but they're like wrestlers. And I'm just scared.
And they're angry.
Yeah. And finally they came to the piano bar one night and like started shoving on one of my buddies. And I was just like, dude, I might just.
We're not the guys.
Yeah. It's like in, there's some Will Ferrell movie where there's like an avalanche but it's like a false alarm. But in that moment, he just bails on his family and takes off. They're like, you just left us.
You would have
left. He's like, no, I was going to get help. Yeah. That would be me, dude.
You just save yourself.
I
was going to call the cops. I did get outside. There's better service outside.
The little scare with Katie where she's like, someone's here. And it wasn't anyone. It was someone coming to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Very potty episode where we're proud of it. I don't have any weapons in the house. So I remembered, shout out Are You Feel Tour, the first night in Louisville when the promoter gifted me for the sold out show.
The Louisville Slugger.
That says Trey Kennedy. I was like, oh, that's so cool. And they're like, they just had it in storage. Like, we'll give it to you later. And I wanted it low key because it's cool. It's like the first sold out theater show. But two, I was like,
be nice.
At least I have a bat in the house.
Yeah.
Next time he comes up in here, dude, guess what? This comedian sold out a show and I'm going to Louisville slug yo behind.
You can use his bathroom. It's like, with a slugger
don't
in the
come
house.
In here. I've got a weapon and I'm not afraid to use it. It's like a monogrammed bat because of my singing and comedy show.
That'll show him.
That'll get him out of here.
Yeah.
So,
well, beware.
I'll end with this. Katie set up a little like double date with us to meet these new friends. And this dude, they're like from the South. This dude's a country boy. He's like, yeah, we're going over hunting this, fishing this, da da da. And they're like, what do you like to do? And I just went, I'm not really interested in anything manly. I just said that. And I could tell the guy was like, all right. It's like, what do you do for a living? I dress up as a girl and make podcasts and I pay people to fix something as simple as a scene. So, that's me. Cool. Anything else, Jake?
Was that the same dinner where the lady was a little friendly?
Yeah, I I don't know, but. Yeah, we're at the center. I look up out of nowhere and breastfeeding is happening. I just wasn't expecting it. I know that's a whole movement. It's fine. We were at the pickleball course the other night. You look over.
I was like, Trey, are you seeing this?
I'm mid-backhand and I see normalized breastfeeding. And I was...
It wasn't just
the fact... And I nailed a backhand. Yes!
It wasn't just the fact that she was doing it there, but it was like sitting on the ground outside of the fence... Like, it looked like one of those dog commercials where it's like, for 15 cents a day, you can help this woman breastfeed. All she wants to do is watch pickleball, watch her hubby hit those forehands, but she has to feed her child. And you can help her feed her child for everyone to see. that really that. We were playing pickleball two nights ago. I was like, hey, look at this.
Like we said. We don't see women often.
Yeah, so
half
we
the
do.
Women I've seen lately have been breastfeeding.
You've seen a lot of them.
I'm just entering that stage of life, and that's great.
That is cool. No joke. One of my friends the other day, he was like, dude, he's like, funny story. One of my friends actually, I found out he went to dinner with Trey the other night. And I was like, oh, is it like a double date? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, I think Trey told me about that.
Really? We know them?
He knows it's Scott, who's on our basketball team.
Small world.
Scott's friends is the breastfeeder.
Cool. Yeah. They were lovely people.
Yeah.
I just was...
At dinner.
I'm just an idiot and immature and
yeah.
I just was taken off guard. But
we're a pro. We're a a PBP, Pro Breastfeeding Podcast.
We are.
It's just sometimes proud. At dinner, yeah. Uncovered. It's a little shocking.
Yeah, I just, now I know. You know, I hadn't left my house in months, so. Like I said, that's all. I'm just seeing pickleball paddles and infants. Hungry yeah. infants.
I do love on our Phases of 2020 video, which came out this week. Check it out if you haven't seen it.
Check it out.
It was, I think people thought it was a joke, but you're like, yeah, I've joined a pickleball and kickball league, something to do. Each like, of us have done that. Yeah.
No,
like, you're in a kickball league?
I'm not only in it, but it's one of the few joys in my life.
I'm in a pickleball league. We are our videos.
Y'all, episode one.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Please subscribe. Please give it a 5-star rating. It helps out a lot. Blow it up.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. We're going to be here every Friday. We'll see you then. Get your tickets to the Hindsight 2020 live stream event. That is just coming up on Wednesday. TreyKennedy.com/live. There is a limited amount of tickets, so don't sleep on it. And as well as we drop some new Dude Less God Less merch. We got masks because, of course, we did. And we also...
Over the nose, please.
Over the
Come on, all dude. Right.
Yeah. Just if you need help wearing it, we can show you how, or Jake can. And then
I'll forget.
Yeah. We have some tanks for the summer. For the first time ever, a women's specific piece of clothing.
For Vern.
It was great.
He asked for
it. Katie modeled it. She looked great in it. It's gonna be nice. It has quick and easy access for breastfeeding too.
Oh yeah, kinda, we tested it.
Yeah,
Trey and I don't ask how, but we did test
it. You have our word.
And it works.
Episode one, we'll see you next Friday. Do Less God Bless.
Well, hold on. We wanted to plug Do Less Guest?
Oh, or yes.
Not? I don't know. Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, so many plugs. We have a lot of announcements. First episode, the live stream's coming, new merch. And if you want a bonus podcast episode every week that drops every Thursday with me and Jake, you can sign up there. Become a Do Less Guest is what we call it. It's like Patreon, but better. TreyKennedy.com/DLG bonus podcast episode every week, and a portion of those proceeds go to a charity we decide on together.
How about that? Wednesdays, if you're free, Correct Opinions.
Yeah, Correct Opinions is still rolling. Don't forget about that. And Jake has other podcasts. I mean, this is a little getting out of control at this point.
We're white guys in our 20s. We have to.
So podcasts everywhere. And if you're that obsessed with all of these, you would get 4 podcasts a week.
Yeah. Monday, Ghost Runners. Wednesday, Correct Opinions. Thursday, Do Less Guest. Friday, Do Less God Bless. So Tuesday, you're free. Okay, do whatever you want on Tuesdays.
Subscribe, give us a rating. Thanks for listening. Much love, and we'll see you next Friday. Peace.
Adios.